Quantum Dual Path Interferometry Scheme for Axion Dark Matter Searches, by Chao-Li Yang et al. We propose a dual path interferometry amplification configuration in the cavity axion dark matter searches. We show quantum mechanically that, in a low temperature cavity permeated by a magnetic field, the single axion photon conversion rate is enhanced by the cavity quality factor Q, and quantitatively larger than the classical result by a factor pi, 2. Under modern cryogenic conditions, thermal photons in the cavity are negligible, thus the axion cavity can be considered as a quantum device emitting single photons with temporal separations. This differs from the classical picture in which axions transition in batches and the converted energy accumulates in the electromagnetic field inside the cavity. It reveals a possibility for the axion cavity experiment to handle the signal sensitivity at the quantum level, e.g. cross-power and second-order correlation measurements. The correlation of photon field quadratures in the amplification chain, within current technology, enhances the signal-to-noise ratio up to 2 orders of magnitude or 1 order of magnitude compared with single-path amplification scheme based on high electronic mobility transistor amplifier or Josephson parametric amplifiers, JPA, respectively. Especially, it is useful to combine the dual-path interferometry scheme with other techniques, e.g. JPAs, to overcome the inevitable microwave signal's insertion loss. Normally it is approximately minus 3 decibels, in the channels between the cavity and the quantum-limited amplifiers. This enhancement would greatly reduce the signal scanning time and improve the sensitivity of the axion-photon coupling. In addition, the second-order correlation function measurement in the dual path scheme can provide an additional verification that if the candidate signals are axion-converted or other noises. This was Quantum Dual Path Interferometry Scheme for Axion Dark Matter Searches, by Chao-Li Yang et al.